Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And last week, I left everyone with a challenge. I think we should clear it up. I said, start with the two-word name of Geoffrey Chaucer's most famous work. We're dropping the article there. Drop the N, rearrange the remaining letters, and you can spell a two-word reason, five letters, nine letters, why some wars might restart. What is the phrase?
Well, if you drop the N from Canterbury Tales, you can rearrange the rest to spell Truce Betrayals.
Good for you.
Happy season four, Ian.
Season four of this show?
Season four of this very show. We've now officially had more seasons than the UK version of The Office and the original Star Trek series. And before they realize we're still on the air, let's get to this week's quiz, which is all about groups of four.
Okay.
First up, among the set of tiles used in a particular game are a group representing the four winds, one representing the four seasons, and one representing four flowers. These tiles are used to play what traditional Chinese game?
Mahjong?
Mahjong is right. And this is the most fascinating thing I've learned possibly all year. The first Mahjong sets sold in the U.S. were sold by Abercrombie & Fitch.
Huh.
Speaking of games, the Summer Olympics have been held in the United States on four occasions. In St. Louis in 1904, in Los Angeles in 1932 and 1984, and in which city in 1996?
Atlanta.
It was in Atlanta, that's right. And Los Angeles is one of two U.S. cities to have hosted the Olympics twice. Lake Placid, here in our great state of New York, hosted the Winter Games in 1932 and in 1980.
Shout out to our listeners on 88.7.
Making their debut in the comics in 1961, the Fantastic Four was the first superhero team co-created by Stan Lee. The group includes Mr. Fantastic, the Human Torch, the Invisible Woman, and what creature, known for his trademark rocky appearance? What's the simplest name you could give?
Rock?
Nope. Even more generic than that.
Guy?
Almost. Make him an object.
Thing?
They call him the Thing. That's right. Released between 1977 and 1982, the albums commonly known as Car, Scratch, Melt, and Security, to differentiate them from one another, are all officially eponymous albums by what singer, who was replaced as lead singer in his former band by Phil Collins?
Peter Gabriel.
It is Peter Gabriel, right. The first four solo albums Peter Gabriel released are all officially called Peter Gabriel. And finally, on the periodic table of the elements, there are four elements whose names begin with the letter I. Two of them are indium and iridium. What are the other two?
One is iodine.
That is correct.
Well, I'm stumped, but give me the symbol.
The symbol is Fe.
Iron.
Yes, Fe for the Latin word ferrum.
How do you forget iron?
Well, it looks like we're off to a decent start for season four. Ian went 3.5, which I think in the spirit will round it up to four. Let us know what your favorite quartet is by writing to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can save Ferris at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the word quartet. Change one letter to an S, and you can rearrange the result to spell the hyphenated name of an instrument a draftsman might use. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on figuring out what a draftsman is, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
Four more seasons.